USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats take control of the U.S. House of Representatives today, and one of their first priorities will be an effort to end the government shutdown, which is now in its 13th day, as Congress and President Trump are still deadlocked over a funding bill and the wall that President Trump wants to build on the U.S.-Mexico border. A meeting at the White House yesterday involving congressional leaders provided no breakthroughs. Senate Republican Lindsey Graham says,
if he gives in now, that's the end of 2019 in terms of him being an effective president. That's probably the end of his presidency.
U.S. Ambassador to Russia John Huntsman has met with the Michigan man who's jailed in Moscow, accused of spying. It was 48-year-old Paul Whelan's first meeting with any American official since the Russians arrested him Friday when he was attending the wedding of a fellow former U.S. Marine. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Officials in Saudi Arabia claim the people accused of murdering journalist Jamal Khashoggi have had their first court hearing. The Saudi press agency saying that the kingdom's attorney general is demanding the death penalty for five of those 11 suspects. Prosecutors have sent a request to Turkey for more evidence that Ankara has gathered on the murder. He appeared in many things, including Curb Your Enthusiasm and Ocean's 13, but Bob Einstein was known best as his alter ego, Super Dave Osborne. He's passed away at 76.
I can't believe it.
How did you do it again?
That's Fuji.
Fuji?
When the going gets tough, the tough gets going.
Super Dave, America's greatest living daredevil.
Also passing away, Daryl Dragon, who was half of the 70s musical duo The Captain and Tennille. And this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
We know you've heard this before, but the CDC says you need to take this seriously. It's warning people to take precautions against the flu, as flu season has officially begun, and it's really kicking in several U.S. states. The CDC says the dominant strain this year is the H1N1, the same flu virus that killed 50 million people in the pandemic of 1918. This year, it's still too early to tell if H1N1 will infect a majority of those who get the flu, but a CDC spokesperson says most flu activity so far this season has been driven by H1N1 infections. Well, turning to the skies now, as the first meteor shower of 2019 will be happening from late tonight into the early morning hours of tomorrow. Here's John Clemens with details.
The most ideal viewing conditions will appear across parts of the central to southwestern U.S., and because there will be a new moon, the sky will be darker. Dave Samuel of AccuWeather tells us more.
The shower does radiate from just below the handle of the Big Dipper. The problem is that doesn't rise until late in the evening, so after 10 or 11. It's directly overhead at 2 or 3 in the morning, so that would probably be the best time to check out the shower. You know, do what you can to stay warm out there, because obviously in January weather can be quite chilly.
I'm John Clemens.
Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.